Well, we thank the Lord for gathering us here this morning.
我们感谢主今天早晨召聚我们在这里。
And we thank the Lord even when we were before the table, how the Lord brought us into His presence.
所以我们认识到，其实，在我们来到这个饼杯面前的时候，主就怎么样来把我们带到他的面前。
And this year we have been considering on this matter of the heart of David.
今年我们在思想大卫的心意。
And we first begin with this thought that David worshipped the Lord from his heart.
那我们认识到大卫从他的心里来敬拜神。
And then we look into David's heart for the house of God.
那在耶和华的殿中我们来看大卫的心。
And he saw that God's desire was to dwell with his people and for his people to dwell with God.
那神的心意是活在他的子民的当中，也愿意他的儿女活在他的面前。
And because David was a man after God's own heart, he set his heart to build the house of God.
所以因为大卫是符合神心意的人，所以他就要来建造耶和华的殿。
And when the Lord told him he could not build the house, he abundantly prepared the materials for the house of God out of much affliction, but with much affection.
所以他愿意来建造神的殿，但是当神告诉他说他不能建造的时候，他就来丰丰富富的为这个建殿预备材料，虽然在苦难的当中还是充满了喜乐和爱。
And then he even prepared the Levites to serve in the house of God.
他甚至预备那些利未人让他们在神的殿中侍奉。
And we trust the Lord today has something more to show us on this matter of the heart of David.
所以今天我们相信神要向我们更多的来显明大卫的心是什么样的意义。
And David being the one who wholeheartedly sought after God's face.
大卫他是全心来寻求神的面。
So we will open up the scriptures. We will turn to Psalm 27.
那请大家打开诗篇27篇。
And so we will read two verses from there, verse 4 and verse 8.
那我们要读二十七章，四节八节。
And so, and this even our sister prayed from this verse, this morning before the table.
今天早晨，我们的姊妹甚至在祷告当中用到这些经节。
And so, in verse 4, let's read it together in English and in Chinese. Verse 4 says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek."That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. And then verse 8, it says, When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek. So if you have a bookmark, keep your finger in that passage in Psalm 27, we will also look at the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 10.
就你如果可以的话，你在这里边放一个书签，因为我们会回到这个诗篇二十七章四节八节。
And so in Hebrews 10, verse 19 through 22, it says, Therefore, brethren,
希伯来书十章十九到二十二节
having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus,
给我们开
by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us,through the veil, that is his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Okay. 弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家。并我们心中天良的亏欠已经除去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that you have gathered us here this morning.
主，我们感谢你今天早晨召聚我们在这里。
We are thankful that you want to speak to us.
我们感谢你，你愿意向我们说话。
So we want to say, Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it.
主，我们愿意说，主，求你说，你的仆人静听。
You have the words of eternal life.
你的话语里面有永生。
So open our ears to hear you.
开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见。
Open our eyes to see you.
开我们的眼，我们可以看见你。
That we may see marvelous things in thy law.
在我们的律法当中我们看到一切。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. And so we've been sharing on this matter of the heart of David.
我们已经很多次交通到大卫的心。
And in Acts 13:22, the testimony that God had for David is,
在使徒行传13章22节里面神说道,
I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
What a testimony this is!
这是何等的一个见证
！David was so different from everyone else.
大卫和他周围的人是这样的不同。
If you ask anyone, if I could give you anything, or whatever you want, what would it be?
如果你问一个人说，我可以给你你所要的不管是什么，那你想他会要什么呢
？Some may say wealth.
那有的人说财富。
Some may say a long and happy life.
那有的人说是长寿或者是富裕。
But not so with David. David was a man after God's own heart.
但是不是大卫，因为他是合神心意的人。
And today, as we have seen from the text we read, we are going to study on Psalm 27.
所以今天我们看到我们要来学习诗篇27章。
And we want to, as a means of introduction, look at the context of Psalm 27.
那作为一个上下文，我们先来看一下27章。
Because that will help us to understand the circumstances that David was in.
那我们可以就能够理解当时大卫写这首诗的时候是处于怎么样的一个光景。
Because I feel we know verse 4 and verse 8. Pretty well. Perhaps some of you have memorized this.
那我们觉得我们好像对这个第四节和第八节很熟悉，有的弟兄姊妹甚至都已经背出来了。
But let's see what the Bible says was David's circumstances. So if we go to the next slide.
那所以我们看一下大卫当时是处于怎么样的一个光景里面。
Yeah, so there are three verses here that gives us a context.
那这边有三个经节可以让我们看到这个当时他所处的情形。
And verse 2 it says, When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh.
那第二节里面说到，那作恶的就是我的仇敌前来吃我肉的时候。
Verse 3 it says, Though an army may encamp against me, though war may rise against me.
那第三节里面说到，虽有军兵安营攻击我，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我。
And verse 12 it says, For false witnesses have risen against me.
12节里面说到，枉作见证的起来攻击我。
So we can say here, David wrote this psalm amidst great difficulties.
所以当时我们可以看到，大卫是在很大的难处当中。
Most likely he wrote this psalm while fleeing from Saul.
当时他是逃离那个扫罗的迫害。
And he was going from cave to cave.
他从一个洞逃到另一个洞。
And Charles Spurgeon indicated that this verse 12 may indicate that this, what he may be referring to was a time when Doeg the Edomite slaughtered the entire town of Nob because he saw David there.
史不正弟兄他说到当时也许就是那个以东人多益他把那个基斯城挪伯的人都杀了因为大卫在那里。
And we know David had companions with him that also follow him from cave to cave.
大卫也有那些他的那些同伴跟着他从一个山洞逃到另一个山洞。
And these became his mighty men.
这些人成为他所谓的大能的勇士。
And they all experienced that same challenges that David experienced.
他们当时面对大卫同样的难处。
But there was something different about David.
但是大卫和别人不同。
When Saul came to the same cave that David was in, the companions of David said this and whispered this to David.
那当扫罗来到大卫所处的那个山洞以后，他身边的人就这样对他说。
This is the same day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.
耶和华曾应许你说我要将你的仇敌交在你手里你可以任意待他。
I don't know about you, but if I heard them say this to me, I will agree with them.
我不知道你怎么想但如果我周围的人对我这么说的话我想我会同意。
But not so with David.
但是大卫不这么样。
Because David had a secret in his life.
但是大卫他的生命当中有这样一个秘密。
He was so different from even from his mighty men.
他甚至和他周围的那些大能的勇士都不一样。
He said, "The Lord forbid me that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord."
大卫这样说，我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。
So David was so different from the mighty man.
所以大卫和他身边的勇士是这样的不同。
And the reason why he is so different is because of his heart.
他之所以有这样的不同是因为他的心。
We remember even at the anointing of anointing that was done by Samuel.
甚至在那个撒母耳膏他的时候，
Everyone was looking at the outward appearance, the strength of David's older brothers.
那周围的人都在看外表，他大卫的弟兄比他更强壮。
But God was looking at the heart.
但是我们的神是看人心。
And we see how David had experienced the Lord, whether he was a shepherd.
那大卫不管是他在做牧人的时候，他也经历了神。
Whether he confronted Goliath and defeated Goliath, he also experienced the Lord.
当他击败哥利亚的时候，他也经历了主。
And now, even amidst great difficulties,
但是在他大难处的时候，
even when going from cave to cave,
甚至从一个山洞逃到另一个山洞的时候，
he was still experiencing the Lord.
他还是经历主。
So this was a secret in David's life.
所以这就是大卫生命的奥秘。
And this secret made him different from everyone else.
所以这个奥秘让他和周围的人都大不同。
And this secret David revealed to us in Psalm 27.
所以这个奥秘就是大卫在诗篇二十七章里面向我们显示的。
One thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek.
有一件事我诚求耶和华，我仍有寻求。
His heart was wholly about one thing.
所以他是全心来寻求这一件事。
His heart was not seeking after many things.
他的心里面不是来寻求很多的事。
His heart was not divided by different things.
他的心里面没有分心来做很多事。
So today we want to use and define this phrase one thing. We want to use the word wholehearted.
所以今天我们愿意用全心来描述这件事情。
And we will use this phrase whole heart and wholeheartedly throughout this time together.
所以我们今天不管是说全心还是圣经里面一心，我们就用这个词。
So let's go through different examples from the Bible and understand why having the whole heart matters to the Lord.
那我们会用一些圣经里面的例子来说，来向大家显明说为什么全心是这样的重要。
And so first off, having a whole heart means our heart is undivided.
那首先全心的话就是说我们的心是完整的。
And when we meditate on this word undivided heart, we immediately think of the Sermon on the Mount.
那当我们来想这个全心的时候，我们可能会马上想到登山宝训。
And there our Lord Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the others. He cannot serve God and mammon."
那边主耶稣说到，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能恶这个爱那个，又是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And so our Lord wants us to have an undivided heart.
所以主愿意我们有一个完整的心。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
If we try to serve both God and mammon, both will tear us apart.
那我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，这样我们就被撕裂。
We cannot love God and money.
我们不能同时爱主又爱钱财。
And we remember the story of the rich young ruler.
我记得那个年轻富足官的那个故事。
And from his youth, he has kept all the commandments of the Lord.
从他年轻的时候开始，他就遵循一切的律法。
Our Lord said, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come, follow me."
但是主对他说，你还需要做一件事情，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，你来跟随我。
So mammon has taken a hold of this rich young ruler.
所以我们看到马门来抓住了这个年轻富足官的心。
Mammon has become God to the rich young ruler.
对这个年轻富足的官来说，马门就成了他的神。
And the Lord is telling him, "You can't have a divided heart."
但是神对他说，你必须有一个完整的心。
Because the Lord wants the whole heart.
因为神要的是一个完整的心。
And so we may think, oh, maybe we don't have a problem with mammon.
那我们想，我们也许对马门没有一个问题。
But we do confess, we do realize there are other things, other idols that take the place of the Lord.
但是我们意识到，我们生命当中有其他的偶像来代替了神。
Now think of the iPhone.
那甚至我们的手机。
And so often we have to put those things away because it takes a hold of our heart.
那很多时候我们必须把手机放到一边，因为它抓住了我们的心。
We cannot serve both the Lord and the phone.
我们不能够同时来侍奉主也侍奉手机。
And so the Lord wants our whole heart.
那所以主要的是我们的全心。
And if we go to the next slide, we will see a couple of verses from Psalm 119.
那下面 一章我们可以看到诗篇119篇里面的一些经节。
We note here that the author is unknown.
我们知道这边的诗作者是不详。
And many scholars believe this may have been written by David.
那很多的学者觉得这是大卫写的。
And certainly if it wasn't written by David, it was written by someone who has that same heart as David.
即使不是大卫写的，那作者也和大卫有一样的心智。
Six times the author mentions the whole heart.
那因为在这里作者六次提到全心。
And we will read through three of them.
我们会读一下当中的三节。
And then we also want to know here, in the Chinese it says 一心 one heart, but we want to take it to mean the whole heart, 全心。
所以虽然在中文的翻译里面是说到一心，但是我们愿意大家来读的时候就说用全心来理解。
Not to read it, but to understand the meaning is whole
heart. 对，来理解。
So verse 2 says, Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
遵循他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人便为有福。
And then verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
And then verse 34, give me understanding and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart.
求你赐我悟性，我便遵守你的律法。且要一心遵守。
We know too, David later told Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father, and serve him wholeheartedly, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts, and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
因为后来大卫在对所罗门说话的时候，他告诉他说：“我所罗门呐、啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。”
And so, a second reason why the whole heart matter is,
那第二点是说到为什么全心是这么的重要。
Our hearts can be worried and troubled about many things.
因为我们的心会为许多的事思虑忧烦。
And so this we will look at the example of Martha and Mary.
我们这里来看一下马大和玛利亚的例子。
And we're familiar with the story from Luke chapter 10 verse 40 and 42.
我们也许都很熟悉路加福音十章四十四十二节里面的故事。
And Martha was distracted with much serving.
马大伺候很多的事。
And she complained to the Lord.
她对主来抱怨说。
And our Lord said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
但是主是这样回答她的，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Martha was distracted with thinking about what to cook.
那马大因为他心里面有很多的思虑，要烧什么，做什么菜。
And she was also distracted by the fact that Mary was not helping her out.
而且他也看到玛利亚好像并没有来帮他忙。
But only one thing was needed, and Martha missed that one thing.
但是其实只有一件事是不可少的，而马大已经忘记了那件事。
And we want to know here, our Lord Jesus is not telling us not to serve.
这里主不是让我们说我们不要起来服侍。
In fact, service must originate from having the whole heart before the Lord.
其实侍奉我们必须以从有向着神的一个全心开始。
And just like Mary who chose to be in the Lord's presence, from that same heart we serve.
就像玛利亚她当时选择在主的面前从那样同样的一个心我们来侍奉。
And in fact later in the Gospel of John Martha served from that right heart.
那所以我们可以后来看到在约翰福音里面马大也从同样的一个心来侍奉主。
Because she was no longer distracted.
因为她不再为许多的事思虑烦扰。
And she was not troubled with many things.
她也不再忙乱。
And the third reason why the Lord wants the whole heart is because the whole heart means first love.
那第三，为什么主需要我们的全心，是因为全心意味着我们起初的爱。
And this example, we will use the church in Ephesus from Revelation 2.
那这里我们要说到启示录二章里面以弗所的教会。
They have works, labor, and patience.
他们有行为劳碌忍耐。
They could not bear those who were evil.
他们也不能容忍恶人。
They tested those who say they were apostles and were not, and have found them liars.
他也曾试验那些自称为使徒却不是使徒，看出他们是假的。
And they have persevered and had patience.
他们能忍耐，为主的名劳苦。
And they labored for our Lord's name's sake and had not become weary.
劳苦并不乏倦。
I don't know about you, but when I look at this whole list of works, I'm like, whoa, you know, this is wonderful things they have done.
那我不知道你怎么想，当我看到这整个这个历史，这个例子，这一个，这一些事的时候，我觉得他们做了很好的事。
But even though we feel they may have done a lot for the Lord, but they were lacking one essential thing.
但是他们有一件事却缺乏。
And our Lord said, nevertheless, I have this against you. You have left your first love.
因为主说有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Because what has happened here is that works have replaced first love.
所以这边我们可以看到他们用工作来取代起初的爱心。
Religious duties have replaced the heart and the heart of love towards the Lord.
好像宗教里面的责任来代替了起初的爱心。
And so having the heart of first love towards the Lord was missing from all their works.
所以在他们的侍奉的里面，他们起初的爱心却被离弃。
Yes, so these three examples show us why we must have the whole heart towards the Lord.
所以这三个例子让我们看到为什么我们必须全心来寻求主的面。
Otherwise, we try to serve multiple masters.
否则我们就是来侍奉很多的主。
Otherwise, we become worried and troubled by many things.
或者我们就为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Otherwise, we do works that originate from duty and not love.
那否则我们的侍奉就是出于一个责任。
And we do confess in our lives, this is our case.
那很多的时候，这就是我们生活当中真实的光景。
And I think, we who are here this morning, we love the Lord, we want to please the Lord.
我想所有弟兄姊妹今天在这里都是爱主愿意侍奉主。
So how then can we have that whole heart for the Lord?
那怎么样我们可以全心来寻求主呢？
And so we want to stay here. It is impossible when we try, when we use our own ability, when we use our own strength, it's impossible to have a whole heart towards the Lord.
所以当我们自己来试，用我们自己的力量，我们是不可能有这个全心来寻求主的。
And when we try to look at ourselves by introspection, we will fail.
当我们来内省或者说自我反省的时候，我们就会失败。
Because we look at our hearts, using our own light, using our own judgment, we look at every bitty details of our heart with our own eyes.
因为我们当我们用自己的眼光来看我们侍奉我们的心里面的每一个细节的时候
，and so we realize when we do that, we realize it's completely hopeless.
那我们就意识到我们完全是无望的。
So what can we do?
我们可以做什么呢？
The secret is we cannot, but we have to present ourselves to the Lord.
这个秘密是我们不能，但是我们可以把我们自己带到主的面前。
We cannot change our hearts, but the Holy Spirit can change our hearts.
我们不能改变我们的心，但是圣灵可以。
We cannot refine ourselves, but it's the Holy Spirit who refines our lives.
我们不能够改变我们自己，但是主可以来改变我们的生命。
And so he wants every key to our hearts.
所以我们愿意有这样一个心。
And he will do that work gently, step by step, so our whole hearts may be towards him.
所以 他就会做工，一步一步把我们全新的带到他的面前。
And so the Holy Spirit is looking for us today to respond to his voice.
所以今天圣灵是愿意我们向他的声音有回应。
And all we have to do is present ourselves wholly to the Lord, and he will make us holy for him.
所以我们要做的只是要把我们全新的带到主的面前，他会来做改变的工作。
And in fact, the whole heart is what the Lord is looking for. In 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, it says,
所以我们可以看到全心是主所希望的，在那个历代志下十六章九节里面他说道，
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存存实的人。
And so this is what God is looking for today.
这就是主所要看的。
Because a heart that is wholly towards the Lord satisfies him.
所以当我们全心向主的时候，就让他心满意足。
And this is what it means to be a man or woman after God's own heart.
这就是我们成为一个全心寻求神的面的人的奥秘。
And so David's whole heart was characterized and driven by one thing.
所以我们看到大卫全心寻求神的面，他这里面有一个特征。
And we know this verse from Psalm 27, verse 4.
我们知道这个诗篇二十七章四节里面这个诗歌。
And this is one thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
我有一件事，我曾寻求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
And when we think about these words,
当我们来思想这些话语的时候，
we realize we can have an entire conference talking about each of these three phrases.
我们知道我们也许可以有一个特会，这个整个特会就是来讲这三节。
And we do not have time for that.
当然我们今天没有那么多的时间。
So we will use verse 8 to explain verse 4.
所以我们要用第八节来解释第四节。
And so it says, when you said, so when God said, seek my face,My heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那是我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
And so we want to pause here and focus on the word seek.
所以我们现在这边要停一下来思想这个寻求这个词。
And this word seek, we use it so often.
我们很多的时候用寻求这个词。
And since we use it so often, we forgot the true meaning behind the word seek.
我们是这么多的用这个词，但是很多时候我们忘记了它真正属灵的意义。
Seek is not a passive verb.
寻求不是一个被动的词。
In fact, seek is an active verb.
所以寻求是一个主动的动词。
And if you're seeking something, you're actually actively looking and searching.
所以当你来寻求的时候，你就要看来寻找。
And so what does it mean to seek the Lord's face?
那寻求神的面是什么意思呢？
And we want to know here, it's not something mystical.
那这其实并不是好像是一个神秘的事情。
To seek the Lord's face is to seek the presence of the Lord.
所以来寻求神的面就是来说寻求神的同在。
Every born again child of God has a secret place.
那每一个在神里面重生的儿女都有这样一个隐秘处。
Each has a spiritual holy of holies.
所以有灵里面的一个至圣所。
And we know here this is spiritual and not physical.
所以我们知道这是灵里面的，不是外面的。
But in this secret holy of holies, God, the Lord, draws near to them and they draw near to the Lord.
所以在这个隐秘处，神来靠近我们。我们也来亲近神。
And when we seek the Lord in this secret place, what we discover and what we will find is the Lord.
所以当我们在这个隐秘处来寻求主的时候，我们就会找到主。
And so seeking the Lord was the secret in David's life.
所以我们看到寻求神的面是大卫生命的意义，生命的奥秘。
From a young age, this is what he did.
从他很年轻的时候，他就是这么做的。
We remember when he was in the wilderness tending his father's flock.
当他在旷野牧养他父亲的羊的时候，
he sought the Lord's face.
And
throughout David's Psalms, we see him worshiping the Creator.
所以在大卫的诗歌里面，我们可以看到他来敬拜这个创造主。
Just from seeing the sunrise after sunrise with the flock, David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
所以当大卫看到日出日落的时候，他就说全天都要来赞美神的荣耀。
And even at night, he considered all of God's creation, the works of his finger, the moon and the stars which the Lord has ordained.
甚至在晚上，他也来思想神所创造的天地，他所造的宫、日月、星辰。
And even in Psalm 27, amidst difficult circumstances, David sought the Lord's face.
所以甚至在诗篇27篇里面，虽然他在困难的光景当中，他还是愿意来寻求神的面。
Because he knew he can trust the Lord.
因为他知道他可以信靠主。
In chapter 27, verse 5, he said, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock."
所以27章5节里面他说到，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
And so David knows of the secret place.
所以大卫知道这个隐秘处。
And he knows where he can go and seek the Lord's face.
所以他知道他可以去哪里来寻求主的面。
And so just from the verse, we see it is the Lord who says, "Seek my face."
所以这边从这个里面我们可以看到是神他是这么说，寻求我的面。
The Lord is the one who initiates this.
所以是主愿意这样。
So the Lord is the one who first desired to commune with his people.
所以神愿意和他的子民啊儿女有交通。
When God created man, Adam and Eve were created to have the capacity to seek God's face.
当神创造人的时候，亚当和夏娃他们可以有这样的能力来寻求神的面。
Because God has given them a spirit.
因为神给了他们这样一个灵。
And even before the fall, God went to the garden to speak to them.
甚至在他们失败之前，神也到园里面跟他们说话。
And then we see other examples in the Old Testament how God initiates this call to seek His face.
所以在旧约里面，我们可以看到很多的例子，神是怎么样来和人有交通。
Whether it's Enoch walking with God for 300 years,
以诺和神同行300年。
Whether it's the God of glory who appeared to Abraham.
神在荣耀里面向亚伯拉罕显现。
Whether it is Jacob who saw the ladder descending from heaven to earth and the angels ascending and descending on it.
还是雅各他看到梯子在天地之间有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And whether it's God who spoke to Moses through the burning bush.
甚至当神在那个燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西说话。
Each time it was the Lord who initiates this call.
是每一次都是神来这样向人说话。
Each time it was the Lord who said, "Seek my face."
每一次都是主说寻求我的面。
And so David heard this call to seek God's face.
所以大卫就听到这样的招呼来寻求主的面。
And now the same call is given to each and every one of us.
而今天这样的恩召是给我们每一位信徒。
This call, "Seek my face," God is saying to each one of you.
而这个呼召来寻求主的面是向着我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
And as it is the Lord who has made this call, He has made every provision possible for us to seek His face.
神不但给了我们这样一个恩召，他也给了我们足够的供应。
And our Lord Jesus is the only way to the Father.
我们的主是我们来到父神面前唯一的道路。
And by His sacrifice, we have been brought near into the presence of God.
所以因着他在十字架上为我们牺牲，我们可以来到父神的面前。
And there's this new and living way for us to enter into the presence of God.
所以我们有了这条又新又活的路来到神的面前。
And so everything is now possible for us because God has made everything possible.
因为神让这一切成为可能，所以今天我们可以来寻求神的面。
So we can enter in to seek the Lord's face.
所以我们可以进入至圣所来寻求神的面。
And so now the question is, are we going to respond to God's calling?
但是这问题就在于我们是不是向着主的这个 恩召有回应。
David is the one who said, "Your face, Lord, I will seek."
大卫是说，你的面我正要寻求。
And so may it be, we all have that same heart's response, to all God has done.
所以，愿意我们每一个弟兄姊妹也有同样的回应。
That we may seek His face.
我们来寻求主的面。
And so the Lord today is looking for us to respond to His calling.
所以今天神看着我们要向他的恩召有回应。
In Matthew 6:6, it says, "Our Father sees in secret."
马太福音六章六节里面说到，父在暗中查看。
And so He's delighted when we seek His face.
当我们寻求他的面，他就满心欢喜。
In fact, something tremendous happens in that secret place.
所以在那个隐秘处，就有一件大事发生。
Something tremendous happens in that secret holy of holies.
所以在那至圣所隐秘处，就有一件大事发生。
When we see God's face in the secret place, there's a connection made between heaven and earth.
当我们寻求主的面的时候，天和地之间就有了这样一个连接。
And there's a ladder between heaven and earth.
这天和地之间就有了这样一个梯子。
We experience heaven on earth.
我们如地就如同在天。
We see the Lord.
我们就看见我们的主。
The Lord captures us.
那主就抓住我们的心。
And changes us from glory to glory.
也改变我们荣上加荣。
So in Deuteronomy 11:21, it used this phrase as the days of heaven on earth.
所以《申命记》十一章二十节里面就说到，如地啊，如天覆地的日子那样多。
So our days on earth should be the days of heaven on earth.
所以我们今天在地上的日子，就如同在天上的日子一样。
And this is what we experience if we have the heart that seeks the Lord in the secret place.
所以这就是当我们在隐秘处来全心寻求主的面以后所能够得到的一个经历。
And this was David's secret.
这就是大卫的奥秘。
And he experienced the presence of the Lord.
他经历了主的同在。
And it was the presence of the Lord that kept him.
所以这主的同在就这样来保守他。
And so this was David's secret.
这就是大卫的奥秘。
He responded to God's calling to seek His face.
他向着主的召恩召来有回应。
And so his whole heart was about one thing.
他的全心是为着一件事。
And his whole heart was to seek God's face.
他是全心寻求神的面。
So we want to ask ourselves,How can we likewise have the same heart as David?
那今天我们要问我们自己，我们怎么样才能和大卫有一样的心志？
And so the first key point is to repent.
那首先我们要悔改。
And so to the church in Ephesus, the Lord said, "Repent and do the first works."
那所以就像当初主对以弗所的教会所说的，悔改。
And so repentance, what repentance means is it turns us around.
那悔改的意义就是说，让我们回转。
And so we were going in the wrong direction.
我们上了一条错误的道路。
We have many things that drew our hearts away from the Lord.
我们有很多的事来搅扰我们，让我们不能够全心寻求。
And we confess we have come up with so many excuses.
我们有很多的借口。
We use busyness as an excuse.
我们说我们很忙。
We say I will seek the Lord when I get older.
那我们说，我们当我年长以后来寻求主。
And then we say, I'll seek the Lord after I get married.
那我也许结婚以后再来寻求主。
I'll seek the Lord after I have kids.
那我也许说，等我孩子长大以后，我再寻求主。
And I'll seek the Lord after my kids are grown up.
那也许说，等我孩子成人以后，我再寻求主。
But the Lord does not want us to delay.
但是主不愿意我们延迟。
Because it is moments like these that we are supposed to seek the Lord every day.
因为我们每时每刻都需要来寻求主。
And so when the Holy Spirit convicts us that we have a divided heart.
当圣灵看到我们有一颗分裂的心的时候。
And so let us be quick to repent and turn back to the Lord.
让我们很快来到主的面前来悔改，让我们回转。
And we find the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
而主的宝血可以洁净我们一切的不义。
And we have boldness to enter into the holiest place.
我们可以坦然无惧来到至圣所。
And so this is why repentance is so important.
所以悔改是这样的重要。
And when we go to the next slide, in Psalm 32, verse 5 to 6, David wrote, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah, for this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found.
所以在下面一个那个就是诗篇三十二章五到六节里面，这边就说到，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。为此，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。
And listen to that. When we repent, we are once again brought to a place where God may be found.
所以我们要注意这件事情，当我们悔改的时候，我们就可以再来寻找神。
And so I remember at the past family conference, Brother David Peng, mentioned there was a time he was not doing that well.
所以我记得在一次特会的时候，彭弟兄就提到说，有一段时间他的光景不是很好。
And Brother Hosea Wu was the one who was speaking at that time.
那吴和西弟兄当时就在服侍信息。
And he looked directly at Dave and said, "We need to repent. If you take one step to the Lord, He will take 10 steps to you."
他就直接看着彭弟兄说，我们需要悔改，当你向着主迈出一步的时候，主就会向着你迈出十步。
And what impact it made to this young brother?
那当时对这个年轻的弟兄是有何等大的影响。
Because we see the Father's love.
因为我们看见父神的爱。
And even when the prodigal son returned to the father, it was God who ran to the father. I mean, it was the father who ran to the prodigal son.
所以当我们看到浪子回家的时候，是那个父亲向着浪子跑去。
So really the story of the prodigal son is the story of the father's great love towards us.
所以我们看到浪子的故事就是神向着我们爱的故事。
And so repentance brings us back to the presence of the Lord.
所以悔改将让我们回到神的同在的面里面。
When we take one step to the Lord, He will take 10 steps to you.
当我们向主迈出一步的时候，他就向会向着我们迈出十步。
And repentance gives us standing before the Lord.
悔改就让我们可以在神的面前站立得住。
And so now our second key point on how David's secret can become our secret.
那第二个奥秘，让大卫的奥秘成为我们的奥秘的时候。
And this key point ties into repentance.
那这也和悔改有关系。
It is we have to realize we cannot by our own strength and ability wholeheartedly seek after the Lord.
所以我们不能靠我们自己的能力来寻求主的面。
And ultimately we give up because it's impossible.
因为我们会放弃，是因为不可能完成的任务。
So we have to realize we cannot.
我们必须意识到我们不能。
But it is the life of Christ inside of us that can.
但是我们里面基督的生命可以。
And this secret is called the exchange life.
那这个奥秘就是主的生命。
And this is when we realize it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
今天在我里面活着的不再是我自己，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And this is the secret.
这就是一个奥秘。
And this is the secret of Paul's life as well.
这也是保罗生命的奥秘。
We remember in Romans chapter 7,
在罗马书七章里面,
how many times this word I appear.
那我们可以看到这个我出现了多少次。
I want to follow the Lord, but I can't.
我愿意来跟随主，但是我不能。
I want to please the Lord, but I can't.
我愿意来讨主喜悦，但是我不能。
A wretched man that I am, who can save me from this body of death?
我是何等没有指望的一个人，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And that's when he realized, it's only by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这就是当他意识他所能依靠的只有主。
And many brothers and sisters have experienced this exchange life as well.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹都经历了里面这个新的生命。
And Hudson Taylor, for example, was one who struggled about abiding in the Lord.
那史泰森弟兄就跟我们交通到在活在主里面。
And Hudson Taylor was wondering how he could always constantly abide in the presence of the Lord.
他让我们跟我们交通道，他是怎么样的一直的活在主的里面。
And in his struggles, the Lord opened his eyes, and he realized it's not striving after faith, but it is resting on the faithful one.
所以这里面看到，不是说靠着自己的挣扎，乃是在这个主的生命里面安息。
And so we have to come to this, this realization that it's not I, but Christ.
所以我们今天必须有 这样的认识到，不是靠我们自己，乃是靠主。
And in that exchange life, there's also that surrender life that comes with it.
所以当在那个新的生命里面，也有那个完全舍己的生命。
And when we yield ourselves to the Lord, it is only then His life may be able to be expressed.
所以只有我们舍己的时候，主的生命才能从我们里面发表出来。
And then now we come to our third point.
那第三点。
Of how we, David's secret can become our secret.
那怎么样让大卫的奥秘成为我们的奥秘？
And Hebrews 10 tells us we have to draw near to the Lord.
希伯来书第十章里面说到，我们必须要来亲近主。
And how can we draw near to the Lord?
我们怎么样来亲近主？
How can we? Because when we think about the throne of God and the presence of God,
当我们来思想神的宝座和神的
We become very fearful.
那我们也许会害怕。
Because of the holiness of God.
因为神的圣洁。
So how can we have boldness to enter in?
那怎么可能我们可以坦然无惧的来进入呢？
And this is when we need to know Jesus, our great high priest, our friend who meets us.
因为这时候我们就要想到主耶稣是我们有尊荣的大祭司。
And he is the one who bids us to come and enter in.
他是邀请我们来进入。
And he is the one who brings us into the holiest.
他是带我们进入这个荣耀。
And so we're not walking in on our own.
我们不是靠着我们自己来进入。
We're walking in Christ into the presence of God.
我们是在基督的里面行走，来到神的面前。
We're hidden in Christ in the presence of the Lord.
在神的面前，我们是隐藏在主的里面。
And this is how we can see God's face today.
所以今天这就是我们怎么样来寻求主的面。
And so when we go to the next slide,
当我们看下一个
So one of my favorite songs is Deepest Ministry by Brother Dana Condon.
那我喜欢的一首诗歌就是 Dana Condon 弟兄所写的。
And he wrote, Moving past the brazen altar, passing through the holy place, enter in before his presence, see the glory on his face.
这诗歌里面说到，经过外院的铜祭坛，进入内院的圣所，进入他神圣的同在里，瞻仰他面上荣光。
And so we thank the Lord every day. This is our story.
那感谢主，这是我们每天的故事。
We can enter into the presence of God and behold the glory, see the glory on His face.
我们可以进入他神圣的同在，瞻仰他面上荣光。
It is our Lord Jesus, the High Priest, who bids us every day to draw near to the Lord.
是我们的主耶稣，尊荣的大祭司，每日邀请我们来亲近神。
And so one of the wonderful promises in the Bible is found in James chapter 4, verse 8.
所以，圣经里面有一节圣经是在雅各书四章八节。
And it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you."
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And so as we enter into the holiest,
所以今天当我们来到圣所，
as our Lord Jesus, the great high priest, bids us to draw near,
我们的主耶稣，尊荣的大祭司，邀请我们来亲近主。
We discover God is drawing near to us.
我们认识到神也来亲近我们。
Because he wants us to find him.
因为他愿意我们来寻见他。
When we seek him with all our hearts.
当我们全心来寻求他的时候。
And so what are some practical ways we can draw near to the Lord?
那是我们这样来寻求主有没有一些实用的方法呢？
And we can look at our Lord Jesus as the example of drawing near to the Father.
所以我们可以用我们的主耶稣基督来作为寻求来靠近主的一个例子。
And so the scripture recount time and time again,When our Lord would go to the mountain,
所以在圣经里面很多次叙述到我们的主，他会到山上。
Or the scriptures would tell us the Lord went to the wilderness to pray.
他也许到那个旷野去祷告。
Often this was in the early morning.
很多的时候这是 凌晨。
There was another instance that said he spent the whole night in prayer.
那另一个地方说到他整晚都在祷告。
And so we see here our Lord Jesus delighted in drawing near to God.
所以这边我们可以看到我们的主耶稣他也喜悦亲近神。
So we too need to draw near to the Lord.
所以我们也需要亲近主。
And so this cannot be a hello and goodbye.
那不能只是说打个招呼然后说再见。
We need to know the Lord.
我们必须认识主。
And so what are some practical ways to draw near to the Lord?
那亲近主有没有什么一些实用的方法呢？
And so first off, we draw near to the Lord by worshiping Him.
那首先我们亲近主就必须要来敬拜他。
Worship is putting the Lord in His rightful place.
敬拜是说让主得他当得的地位。
That over our lives, He is the Lord.
在我们的生命当中做主。
Over our hearts, He is the Lord.
在我们的心中做主。
We crown Him as King of Kings.
我们冠他为万王之王。
And we crown Him as Lord of Lords.
冠他为万主之主。
And so out of that worshipful heart, may come songs of praise and adoration. To the Lord.
也许有这样一颗敬拜的心，我们就会有诗歌和颂赞来敬拜我们的主。
And I'm thankful to the Lord for the collections of hymns or the collections of choruses that we have today.
我为着主感谢我们今天所有的那些诗歌。
We are indebted to many brothers and sisters.
我们有很多的弟兄姊妹。
Known or unknown.
不管他们 是我们知道他们的名字还是不知道。
Who spent so much time before the Lord, and out of that experience comes these hymns and choruses.
他们在主的面前花了那么多的时间，所以他们的经历就成为我们今天的诗歌。
And so often in our days, may it be we begin with that song towards the Lord.
很多的时候我每天的第一件事就是这样一个诗歌。
And that we may have that heart.Full of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
所以愿我们也有向着主这样的祷告。
That we put Him as the first in our lives.
愿他在我们生命当中居首位。
And another practical aspect of drawing near to the Lord is we have to meditate on His Word.
那另一件事我们可以做的是思想他的话语。
Because it is in His written Word, He wants to reveal Himself to us.
因为在他的话语当中他愿意向我们显明他自己。
And so this cannot be a quick reading of the word.
这不能说我们只是很快的看一下。
And should it be an academic study.
也不是说好像作为一个理论上面的学习。
So note here, I'm not saying we should not have nerd study on different Bible verses or scriptures.
我不是说我们不要查经。
There is a place for that.
那他们应该有他们的地位。
But what we're talking about here is drawing near to the Lord in reading His Word.
那我这边所说的是要我们来亲近神，来思想他的话语。
Because in reading His Word, we receive light.
因为当我们读他话语的时候，我们就得到生命。
And as example, we will go to the next slide. There's a brother named George Mueller.
我们有一位叫乔治·穆勒的弟兄。
And he was a brother greatly used by the Lord in the 19th century.
他是19世纪主大大使用的一位弟兄。
And what he was known for was he established orphanages in England.
他在英国建立了很多孤儿院。
And because at that time there were many kids that were on the streets.
因为当时有很多的儿童他们是流浪在街上。
And through his ministry, over 10,000 orphans were served during his lifetime.
所以通过他的侍奉有超过一万名的孤儿他们得到喂养。
And he never asked for money.
他从来不要钱财。
He only brought it to the Lord.
他只是把这个带到主的面前。
And we know he is a man of prayer.
我们知道他是一个祷告的人。
And he recounts in his books the thousands and thousands of prayers that God has answered.
他在他的自己的书中他叙述了很多多很多次。主回答了他的，答应了他的祷告。
And even once there was a time when there was no food.
有一次甚至他们没有食物。
But he still got up and prayed before the orphans, before partaking the meal.
所以他还是和孤儿一起在那个 做一个歇饭的祷告。
And how the Lord then at that moment provided a baker and provided a milkman to deliver food to the orphans.
所以当时就看到神差了一位面包师和一个送牛奶的给他们送来了食物。
So we may think, oh, you know, George Mueller, man of prayer.
那我们也许想，乔治穆勒作为一个祷告的人。
But actually, he has a secret.
但是他有这样一个奥秘。
In his hidden life, he spent time approaching the every morning, approaching the Lord through the Word of God.
在他隐秘的生活当中，每天早晨，他都来到神的面前。
And so even before thinking about the needs for the day,
甚至在他思想今天需要什么之前。
And he wrote that in his morning times, he did not read the word in the same way as in preparing for a message.
当他读圣经的时候，并不是说好像来准备一篇信息。
His secret was he meditated on only a few verses.
他的奥秘是说他只是很仔细的思想一些的经节。
And so we read his quote over here. Now I saw that the most important thing I had to do was to give myself to reading of the Word of God and to meditation on it, that thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged.Warned, reproved, instructed, and that thus, whilst meditating, my heart might be brought into experiential communion with the Lord.
乔治穆勒弟兄这边所他所说的，我所当做最要紧的事，乃是读神的话，默想神的话，使我的心能得着安慰、激励、警戒、责备和教训。这样做的结果，天天都有许多的认罪、感谢、恳求或代祷调和在我的默想里，使我里面的人常有一种能感觉出来的滋养和供应。
And a third way we draw near to the Lord,
那第三个方法我们可以来亲近神的话
is by praying to him,
是来向他祷告。
And we often think praying as petitions,
那很多的时候我们思想祷告好像就是说求一件事。
And we often think prayer is just us doing the talking,
那我们觉得祷告只是我们在说话。
And, but what we discover when we are in that secret place,
但是我们其实发现的是在那个隐秘处
that prayer is the two-way communication between us and the Lord.
那祷告其实是我们和主之间一个双向的交通。
And so we will go to the next slide and read a quote from our brother Stephen Kong.
那我们下面就看到江守道弟兄所说的一句话。
And he said, prayer is having a heart-to-heart talk with the Lord.We open our hearts to him and let him open his heart to us. And when we have such communion with him, out of that communion will come forth petition, intercession, and other forms of prayer. Such is true prayer.
祷告乃是与神的心心相应。我们将我们的心向着他敞开，也让他敞开我们的，也让他向我们敞开他的心。当我们与他有这样的交通，从这样的交通将产生恳求、代祷和其他的祷告，这就是真实的祷告。
And so during this time, we have fellowship together on David, the man after God's own heart.
那我很多的我们交通了这么多，说大卫是符合神心意的人。
And so David had this great secret that he revealed to us in Psalm 27.
所以大卫在诗篇二十七篇里面就向我们显示了这样的一个奥秘。
And so his heart, whole heart was all about one thing.
所以他全心只是为着一件事。
And his whole heart was to seek after God's face.
就是全心寻求神的面。
And we confess we know our hearts are divided.
我们今天承认我们的心是分裂的。
And we know there are many things that distract us.
有很多的事来搅扰我们。
That there are many things that draw our attention away from the Lord.
也有很多的事情让我们从主的面前分心。
But may it be that we are quick to repent and we return to the Lord.
但是求主给我们这样一个悔改，让我们可以回到主的面前。
And let us all draw near to the Lord and seek His face.
让我们一起来亲近主，来寻求他的面。
And so I do not want you to treat this message that we have been fellowshipping on as though this is a New Year's message.
我不愿意大家觉得这个信息好像是一个新年的励志。
This is not about having New Year's resolution.
这个不是说新年的一个计划。
This is not about you resolving, saying that I am going to read the Bible every day using my own ability and strength.
这不是说我们励志靠着我们自己的力量每天来读圣经。
Because it is not about the matter of trying.
这个 不是靠着我们来试。
But it is us responding to the Lord's desire for us to seek His face.
这是我们向主的恩召有回应，来亲近他。
And that secret is our Lord Jesus living in us.
因为那个奥秘就是主的生命在我里面活出来。
And the secret is our Lord living through us and expressing His life through us.
他通过我们来表达他的生命。
And it's that life that we seek God's face with all our hearts.
是通过这样的生命，我们来全心寻求主的面。
And we want to know here too is when we have a heart like David's heart, out of that comes testimony.
那当我们有大卫一样的心的时候，我们就自然会做见证。
And because this was a secret in David's life that made him different from his companions.
因为这个奥秘让大卫和他周围的那些人生命有不同。
And they soon David's companions discover they were no longer in the presence of a fugitive, but they discovered they were in the presence of the king.
所以当大卫周围那些人意识到他们不再是跟着一位好像避难的人，还是跟着一个王的时候，
And so this kingly character of David attracted more and more people to join David in the caves.
所以这样一个君王的性格就让越来越多的人来跟随大卫，虽然他还是从一个洞到另外一个洞。
And this is what the Lord is seeking after today, that his testimony may be seen.
所以这就是神今天所要的是让他的见证被彰显。
And having that heart of David is so vital in the days that we live in.
有大卫的心智，对于我们今天的地上的生命是有这样的意义。
And having such secret expressed in our lives will make our lives so much different.
就让我们的生命可以有这样的不同。
And so even in our corporate gatherings, it will be different.
在我们团体的聚会。
In our Bible study, it will be different if we have that heart that seeks after God's face.
当我们有这样的心智来寻求神的面，我们的查经也会不一样。
Our prayer meeting will be different if we seek the Lord with all our hearts.
我们的祷告聚会也会不一样。
So our individual lives and our times before the Lord is so vital for our corporate gatherings together.
所以我们每个人在主面前的寻求。对着对于我们的聚会是何等的重要。
And one final thought, seeking God's face is a characteristic of the generation that welcomes the King.
那最后一点就是说，寻求神的面也是那些等待主回来的那个的一个特征。
And Psalm 24 is that triumphant psalm of the returning King.
诗篇二十四章里面，这就是一个君王回来一个得胜的诗歌。
In verse 6 it says, "This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, Selah."
这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
And this is where we see God is fully satisfied.
这边我们可以看到神心满意足。
And so this is why having the heart of David is so pertinent to the times that we live in.
所以今天当我们活在这个时代时候。有大卫这样的心，寻求神的面是何等的重要。
And may the Lord help us that we may seek His face with our whole heart.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们能够来全心寻求他的面。
And as a means of prayer, let's sing through that song one thing again.
那作为我们一个结束的祷告，让我们再来唱一首，唱一遍那个诗歌。